current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're talking to John Ponder this morning. He's the founder of Hope for Prisoners. This is an amazing organization that exists to help men and women and young adults transition from being behind bars to actually being active, contributing members of society, helping them to reintegrate with their families, jobs, and in their community. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So this is April. This is Second Chance Month. That's what President Trump says. This is for people with past criminal records, opportunity for the community to rethink the way we see grace and forgiveness, because the reality is about 80% of the people behind bars in America are going to come back into our society at some point, and most of them really do want to contribute if we'll give them a second chance.
Absolutely. What an exciting time, Scott, it is that we are right now, not only in the local community, but across our nation, as we take the time out in the month of April of 2018 to celebrate the men and women who have completed prison sentences and now out in the community living successful lives.
You know, God talks about radical grace. He also talks about atonement. He also talks about truth. And that's one of those hard things for people to wrap their heads around sometimes, because you think like, okay, an eye for an eye, this happened, how we build trust. But then Jesus talks all about grace and forgiveness. And as Christians, we've got to believe in second chances.
Absolutely. That's what it is all about. And the Bible is woo. Been throughout the Bible with stories of second chance. You take a look at Jonah. Jonah was given a second chance. And then in Matthew 18, it talks about 70 times 7, right? Being able to forgive people, being able to give people that grace and be able to afford people those second chances. And that's what this month is all about.
And a lot of people, they want to go back to, okay, so how do I trust after I give someone a second chance? But that's what your program does. That's the part that you play in this process.
Absolutely. Just being able to help people to successfully get to where they need to be in life, right? To earn that trust back inside the community. Not only inside the community, but in some many instances, they need to regain that trust back inside their home.
And so you do job training, you do family reconnection, you do leadership training, and in a lot of cases, pre-vocational training for people that haven't actually ever been in the workforce because they've been in prison so long. They come out and it's like, you need to get a job. And it's like, wait, put together a resume, got to file for things online. Wait, how does this work? I don't even know about job interviewing.
Absolutely, Scott. You know, the one thing that we found, that I speak from my own personal experience, is that the majority of people, they really want to do the right thing. They have no idea how to do that. So when we come alongside them and begin to help them and teach them and train them and then create reference points where reference points may have never existed before, that's when you're truly imparting hope to individuals that they can and will do better.
So you actually have 30 men and women that are actually going to graduate from your program this Friday, and the community is invited to come and cheer them on.
Absolutely. So it's 30 men and women. We're going to be graduations held at the headquarters of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. I tip my hat to Sheriff Joe Lombardo for opening up his home for men and women who are truly fighting for a second chance. And not only are we inviting our past graduates out, but because this is a community awareness opportunity for us to love on, to embrace other men and women who have come home and in the community now living successful lives, we want to be able to honor them as well.
Wow. All the details are online at hopeforprisoners.org. We'll talk to John Ponder coming up next, and he's going to share his story because he's been there as well. He is one of those success stories. Next on SOS.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio Podcast.
God still does miracles. That's what we love to celebrate all throughout the year on SOS Radio. But President Trump named April Second Chance Month for people with past criminal records as an opportunity for the community to rethink the way that it sees grace and forgiveness and all the second chances that come with that. I'm Scott Harrell on SOS, and we're talking to John Ponder from hopeforprisoners.org. Now, John, tell us your story that God challenged you with to change your entire outlook on life.
Yeah, Scott, but you know, my second chance came to me while I was in a prison cell in the maximum security United States Federal Penitentiary, where I was, you know, at the end of myself, right? When you find yourself at the end of yourself, you have no other choice but to cry out to God. You know, I cried out to God, accepted Jesus into my life, and my life took a 180-degree turn in the direction of the path that God had on for my life.
So you were actually in prison, and you you were just thinking about all things, just hating the world, just anger inside your heart?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I hated the world. I hated myself. I hated the things that I did and all these different things. I had all of this unforgiveness for myself. But when I invited Jesus into my heart, those things began to change. I number one had to, you know, ask God for forgiveness. 100%. I know that He did. He gave me a second chance. Then I was able to forgive myself, and then, you know, start working on myself. And it came a point to where God began to teach me things about who He was that He created me to be, which then I turned around and wanted to help other people to be all that God has created for them.
So what was that catalyst when you were in prison and you're just sitting there in that cell by yourself just going, I'm so frustrated?
Right. But until Jesus walked through the door, I originally thought I was in there by myself, solitary confinement, but there came a time when I opened my heart up to the Lord that Jesus walked through the door. And when Jesus walked through the door, man, things just began to change. All of that anger and unforgiveness just rolled off of my shoulders, and, you know, I began to live life anew.
So how does God get into those prison cells? I mean, for those that have never been behind bars, how does He get in there? What's that like?
Right. You know, I tell everyone, this is why I want to make sure that I invite all the churches who have prison ministries out to the graduation, because hands down, it was those men and women who were doing prison ministry that came in, that loved on me, that showed me what service is all about and shared passages of scripture with me. I would not be who I am today had not God used those men and women from the prison ministry and the chaplains to be able to come and be His hands and feet on the other side of those 50-foot walls.
So we're talking to John Ponder today from hopeforprisoners.org if you want to know more about their organization. But what was that catalyst that made you just dream up this idea when you were still in prison behind bars, like, I want to do something to help?
Right. You know what it was? You know, and again, God had began to show me things about me. And when He began to teach me all these things, this is when He impregnated me with this vision. Because this last time I was in prison, it wasn't my first time. I was that guy who was coming in and out and go to prison and even learn and have a relationship with the Lord. But then all of a sudden, I'd leave Jesus in the parking lot and go back out into the world. But this time, it was something different. It's just, you know, that was that catalyst. That was that point that I came to my life. And that I truly surrendered my life to the Lord. And that's when He impregnated me with this vision, this thing called Hope for Prisoners. And I came home and wanted to give birth to it specifically to help other men and women who are in bondage to the same exact things that Jesus set me free from. And He wanted, you know, I want to be a tool in His hand to set other people free.
So April is Second Chance Month, and this is talking about people with past criminal records. It's a community rethinking the way that we look at them, because the reality is most of these people are going to be back in our city. I mean, we're at Casa Grande. We did our Hope for Prisoners Christmas party for children that have incarcerated parents just a few months back.
Right.
These people are being released a mile and a half from the Las Vegas Strip, right back into our community. And so if we don't support them, they go back to a life of crime. They go back to the hustle that they know before. But as a community, especially with our churches, if we can grab these people and invest in them and help them with job training and the family reunification part of this, we can help them to have their trajectory to move forward.
Absolutely. We need to, as a church, as the body of Christ, come up with creative ways, just like you said, to pour those leadership skills into those individuals. If we don't do that, Scott, we miss the mark. Look at the awesome opportunity that we have to embrace people that are coming home from the prison system that are truly fighting for a second chance, and we could help them to become productive, law-abiding members of the community. And again, if we don't do that, we miss the mark. We miss the opportunity to present Jesus to them.
We're talking to John Ponder. He's the founder of hopeforprisoners.org. And their website has all the information on the graduation they're doing for 30 men and women who have completed their program. And we want to support them as a community this Friday with SOS Radio.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.
The White House is named April Second Chance Month, and I'm Scott Harreld on SOS Radio. Really, it's about challenging people in our community to rethink those that have criminal records, and an opportunity for our community to just rethink the way it sees those second chances for people that have been in the prison system, who have actually served a sentence and now want to get back into the job community. But a lot of times it's like, people want to say, like, what about the accountability, or what about trust and forgiveness? And as Christians, we obviously believe believe in God's radical grace. We believe in forgiveness. But John, you've been there. You've been on the other side of this when you served time and you came out and people didn't give you a second chance right away.
Absolutely, they didn't. And the thing that we stress is that I had to establish that trust. I had to earn that trust back, number one, with folks in my home, and also inside the workplace, and then ultimately inside the community. I had to be able to earn that trust. But, you know, there is a massive amount of people, Scott, who are right here in our local community who have come home from prison, and they've earned that trust back. They're out in the community. They're being productive, contributing members of the community. They're coming up with creative ways to give back to our community, and that's what it is that we really want to be able to bring awareness to. You hear all those stories about people who've come home and may have not done the right thing, and we kind of highlight those things, but not a strong enough emphasis is put on those of us who are out in the community after completing that prison sentence and doing phenomenal things to help rebuild our community, to restore relationships. So, you know, that's what it's all about. So not only on Friday are we going to be celebrating our newest family members that we adopted into the Hope for Prisons family and inviting back, you know, past graduates, but this is an outreach to the community. So if there are people who are former offenders in churches across the valley, we'd like to have them at headquarters, the number one, so we can show the community that there are people who are standing up that are doing the right thing.
So Hope for Prisoners is a program that takes men and women who are coming out of the prison system and helps them get, number one, acclimated back into society, reconnecting with their family, reconnecting with the social services and things needed before you can even get a job. But you do leadership training and pre-vocational training so that they can actually get jobs. You actually have a ton of different organizations you work with that will hire these Hope for Prisoners graduates because you vouch for them. Your organization is the accountability and the follow-through for that.
Absolutely, 100%. I tell everyone right now, the organization is sitting on more jobs right now than we can fill. And it's not necessarily anything that I've done in particular. It had everything to do with the men and women who were released 2, 3, 4 years ago. They came in and got all these incredible tools so that they are now inside the workplaces being tremendous assets to those organizations and not liability. And now those employers are coming back saying, hey, listen, can I get 3, 4 more of your graduates? So on graduation day, we actually have employers there recruiting, right? A scouting for our graduates. And again, that is changing the face of reentry. We want to challenge the community and our nation to reimagine reentry. These folks are going to be coming home with or without us. Which way do we want to have that?
Yeah, you might hear us talking about Hope for Prisoners. Maybe you heard us talking about the Christmas party we did for children that have incarcerated parents at Casa Grande back in December. This is not a program that's all over the country. This is actually a program that started in Nevada, and now, you know, Paul Ryan and other politicians have been asking John to come and consult them and help with other things on a national level. This is something that was birthed out of Nevada. And what's so interesting about this is there's a lot of people in our church that are ex-offenders and are having a hard time getting jobs or having a hard time reconnecting. And if that's you, you can call John's organization. You can click hopeforprisoners.org and you can get plugged in with their programs if you want that help and you want to get some of those jobs.
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 702-586-1371 or hopeforprisoners.org. Anything that we can do to be able to just come alongside you, love you, embrace you into the family. And the number one goal that we have is to be able to help to escort you up to the next level of life. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 talks about a picture perfect plan that God has for someone's life. And it's a plan not to harm them, but a plan to prosper them and give them a hope and give them a future.
Yeah, what's so cool about this too is maybe you're a little intimidated by this. It's going, how does this all work? I'd love to know more, but I'm still a little timid, like dipping my toe in the water there. Now, they take mentors all throughout the year. They have trainings for that. But what you may not realize is when you drive into church on Sunday morning, some of the people that are greeting you there, some of the people that are working the traffic cones and wanding you in and out of there, they are Hope for Prisoners volunteers. Maybe at a lot of the concerts and events and things around town, you see people cleaning up afterwards or setting up chairs. A lot of them are Hope for Prisoners graduates or people going through the program that are doing community service to help rebuild that process, to help rebuild that trust.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. You made a good point, and some of those folks, the majority of them, are not out in paid positions. the majority of them is something has happened on the inside of their heart where they have been takers from their community their entire life, but they're, as they're transitioning back, they want to come up with creative ways to give back to the community. And when they are able to do that, serve in the community without the expectation of getting anything in return, that's when they take ownership in the community. This is my community and want to do everything they can to help.
Well, if you want to know more about Hope for Prisoners or John Ponder, you can click hopeforprisoners.org, and they're having a graduation for 30 ex-offenders that have actually gone through their program and are going to go back into society. We want to celebrate them. It's coming up on Friday at the Las Vegas Police Metro Headquarters, 4:30, right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for streaming our podcast. Our SOS radio team is always experimenting with new things. By financially supporting the music and conversation in our podcast, you're helping it grow.
I use the SOS radio app when I'm working. I love the fact that there are no ads, there's no pop-ups, and I can listen to Scott Harrell's podcast. I made a $20 gift to help keep the music commercial-free.
You can make a donation to help grow the podcast at sosradio.net or inside the SOS radio app.